I just have one other quick question.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. We also have a problem with a lot of dust in the house. And I haven't been able to figure out what it is, but it's like a black dust all over the house. I mean, it's like I have to clean every day because there's so much black dust. And it's really noticeable in the bathroom because everything's kind of white, you know?
Right. Okay, well, what I would do is, I know this sounds crazy, but I would buy a Hastings triplet, which is a 10-power magnifier, and I would really like to look at that, what that dust is. In other words, you need to actually kind of see what it is up close and personal. And the first, are you friendly with any of your neighbors? You got neighbors nearby?
Well, they're not real close because we live out in the country.
Okay. See, sometimes I like to find out if other people are having the same problem nearby, because that then determines whether it's the source of the dust is outside the house or whether it's inside. In other words, if let's just say you live kind of close to two or three people and you talk to all of them and said, no, we don't have any problem with black dust.
Uh-huh.
Then I would think we got to start looking inside to see where the problem is.
Okay.
You know, but if all three of your neighbors or two out of the three, let's just say, said, yeah, you know, I've got this black dust too, you know, that we have to clean up every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Then there might be some type of activity going on outside, and all this dust is getting blown in everybody's house. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, you might even put a sample outside. You might put something white outside and see if it gets the same black dust on it, you know, that you're getting inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to kind of do a little bit of detective work and find out what the source of that dust is. It could be the carpeting. It could be padding underneath the carpeting. You know, as you walk around, you just stir it all up. I've had a lot of people complain about white dust, and when we finally figure out what the source is, they're moving a lot of papers around their house. They shuffle a lot of papers, they look at newspapers, and you'd be surprised how fibers come off newspapers and just other paper. You know, like people who have a small business in their home.
Right.
I mean, there's dust everywhere. It's because they're just handling pieces of paper each day, and little fibers come off the paper and float around the house.
Well, if it would be an outside, how can it be getting in the house from,
you know? Oh, easy, because just about every house has air leaks. I mean, and you'd be surprised. Like, I was doing a little remodeling job at my own house last night. I had to take a little drywall off in my family room.
Uh-huh.
And at the one corner, I was at an outside corner of the house, and I was shocked how much cold air was coming in this corner. I mean, you could feel the draft. You know, and I was the one who built the house.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, even the guys who really know what they're doing, you know, you try to stop all those air leaks and they don't. So if the air outside's dusty, even at my own home, I'm telling you right now, it's bringing in dust with it. So everybody's house has air leaks, believe me.
Okay.
So, but I think you're going to find, I'll bet you, that it's something going on inside the house that's you know, creating it. And if you can look at it really, really closely, you might get a clue as to what it is.
Well, could it possibly be, we have a total electric house, could it be something in the...
Yeah, there, in fact, that you just solved the problem for me. I know exactly what it is now. I know exactly what it is. The black dust, it's actually pieces of soot from regular dust going through your furnace, and it's hitting those. Have you ever seen how an electric furnace works? You know, it looks like a big giant toaster.
No, I haven't seen
Oh,
that.
Yeah. I mean, you've got these big coils inside the heat exchanger, and that dust is hitting those the coils, and it's frying it. You know, it's like frying it, and then it blows the soot through the house. That's all it is. So it's regular dust that's getting burned by the heat exchanger in your furnace.
So is there something you can do about that?
Well, you know, you can buy a really good electrostatic air filter for your furnace. They're about $50 to $80, and it'll stop a lot of that. It'll capture a lot of it, and you just got to keep that filter clean.
An electrostatic what?
Electrostatic air filter. Have you got access to the Internet?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Go to my website, askthebuilder.com, and on the left-hand side, you'll see a category called heating and air conditioning, and I've got a column in there about electrostatic air filters.
Okay.
All righty, Karen.
All right.
Thanks very much. We solved it. See, that was it. That was the clue I needed, the electric heat.
Okay.
All right,
Pam. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.